From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is away. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, kids and media. What parents are concerned about, what they're okay with. Here's a hint. Video games, not so bad.
But first, firefighters in Charleston, South Carolina are mourning 9 of their own today. The firefighters were killed overnight when flames tore through a furniture warehouse, sending a roof crashing down on them. They'd already rescued 1 warehouse employee before the roof came down. It's the highest firefighter death toll since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Joining us now from Charleston is Ray Gorham, a captain with the St. Andrews Fire Department, which responded to the fire. He knew some of the men who died. And Captain Gorham, thanks for joining us. I know this is a tough day for you, but we appreciate having you on.
Thank you for having me.
Can you talk, first of all, a little bit about the men you knew who were lost in the fire?
Well, they were nice, good family men, Christian men, being in the South, a lot of people are church going. I was told even one, it was just his second day on duty, and the captain that I knew, he was 2 months away from retirement.
Mm. Tell us what you know about how this fire started.
That part's still under investigation, so I don't have a lot of details. We do know that there was still one employee in the building. From what I've been told, it's not a suspected arson fire at this time.
You mentioned that before the roof came down, firefighters rescued one employee in the warehouse. Can you tell us something about that?
Yes, we were told, actually, the 911 call came from an employee in the back warehouse, and that particular building has the aluminum siding walls. He was banging on the wall, so we were able to pinpoint his location and cut a hole in the wall and pull him to safety.
Now, can you give us something about your understanding of what happened to the 9 firefighters, how these 9 firefighters were trapped?
They were making an interior attack on the fire. Some windows were busted out or blown out in, which introduced oxygen to the heat, and it flashed over and caused the roof collapse and pretty much trapped the firefighters in there.
Captain, obviously, firefighting is dangerous work, but this is pretty unusual, a roof collapsing like this and killing 9 men all at once. Do firefighters always face this kind of risk when they move into a burning building?
Not always, because there was a lot of combustible materials in there, so that fire heated up very rapidly, and that makes conditions kind of touch and go in. But being under the assumption that there were victims inside, they were just doing what any firefighter would have done.
But can anything be done to reduce or minimize this kind of risk, or is this just part of the job that you accept each day?
Well, to a certain degree, it's part of the job, but with any tragedy, of course, it's going to bring change.
Well, again, Captain Gorham, I want to thank you for talking to us today. I know it's a tough day for you. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
That was Captain Ray Gorham of St. Andrews Fire Department in South Carolina talking to us about the deadly fire that destroyed a furniture warehouse last night and killed 9 firefighters.